Item
14.
14, right. This is our written report on enforcement status or violations. Any questions?
No, they waited until he was finished.
Mr. Chair, through you to Mr. Briggs.
Yes.
I see the Department of Corrections is starting to build up number of violations again. Are we proactive on that? So they have eight.
Well, the effluent violations are, many of them are subject to mandatory minimum penalties, which have been before you probably three times, I guess. And the, of course, they've had a treatment plant and trunk line project under construction for quite some time. I've forgotten the timing on that completion. Anyone remember that?
It's May this year, very soon.
May, okay, in 2 months, we're supposed to be done with that project. Thanks, Matt. Along those lines, actually, Sorrel Marks wanted to point out, I'll go ahead and point out that the City of Pismo Beach has completed their upgrade project, and Sorrel went down there a week or so ago and checked it out.
Just want to correct, they're not completely finished with the project, but the new facilities are up online and getting some excellent results with the effluent quality. They're just finishing up their chlorine contact chamber.
Okay. And that was a facility that was in a similar boat as CMC with a lot of violations and a project underway to get them back into shape.
Is there a standardized way to christen a new plant? Do they break a bottle of champagne over a clarifier?
It's a bottle of supernatant from the...
Supernatant, right. Okay.
I believe they're having a christening in a couple of months. I'm not sure exactly what the date is.
Okay.
Any other questions? I will say that we've, with our enforcement unit, which consists of Matt Thompson and Todd Stanley, led by Harvey Packard, we do have a bit of an increased focus on enforcement. We have regular sessions to take a look at all the, hopefully, all the violations that we have, what the priority of those violations are, what the priority of follow-up enforcement actions should be. And we're really just getting rolling with that because both Matt and Todd have been transitioning out of their previous jobs. I think Matt still has a couple of things on his plate, like maybe Morro Bay Cayucas and maybe Los Osos. But...
Are they giving you enough to do, Matt?
Yeah, actually, Laurie just pointed out to me that Los Osos is enforcement, so that's part of the new job. I forgot that. But anyway, that should help us with both a focus on enforcement, streamlining some of the things that we'll have people who are working more full-time on enforcement and should be able to do things more efficiently and get them out the door faster.
Okay.
That's it for that item.
For that item. Item